Welcome to today's program, Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina, and we've been talking about victory. We're talking about having favor. We were talking about speaking blessings over our family this week and fighting from victory, not for victory, how to remain steadfast when troubles come, and how to resist evil and how to resist the devil. And I want you to understand today that as we close this week out with a great revelation, and I hope and pray that you've enjoyed our podcast this week. And as again, share these podcasts. Listen to them over and over and over. You can go to our website and you can hear these things over and over and over. Absolutely free. There's hours and hours and hours on our YouTube. There's hours and hours and hours on our website that is absolutely free. You don't have to pay anything to listen to the revelation of God's Word. So in Romans 4 and 16, how many of you know that you have the same favor that Jesus has? Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. How many of you know that God's grace is his undeserved, unearned, and unmerited favor? You and I have that same favor. But why? And because it is undeserved, unearned, and merited, all of us qualify for it. But how do we walk in that thing? See, I think this is the struggle for people today. Most people will tell you, oh, it's undeserved favor. It's unmerited favor. It's unearned. I don't have to deserve it. I don't have to do anything for it. But how do I walk in it on a day-to-day basis? Just as a password gives you access to a computer. You know, we have computers here at the church, and I have a password, and you can't get into my computer without my password. Well, faith enables you to walk in God's unmerited favor. Now, faith has nothing to do with what you do or what you can do. Favor is simply believing and declaring what God has done and is doing for you right now. See, that's the difference. That's your access. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 2, that you and I have access into Christ, into this favor. So when you believe that the favor of God is on you because of Christ's finished work, his promise of provision, healing, and restoration become sure to you. See, you got to understand that, and you got to believe that the favor of God is on your life. You got to believe that because of Christ's finished work, that gave you everything that Christ has. That tells you the promises, provision, healing, restoration, all these things are sure to you. They're not just to the Jews, but also to you and me, because we are of the faith of Abraham. Now think about that just a minute. You and I are of the faith of Abraham. So all the promises that is to the Jews, God loves the Jewish people, but God also loves the Gentiles. Why? Because the same favor that operated in the Jewish life is operating in our life because of what the finished work of Christ Jesus. And because of that finished work, you and I can walk into a deeper level of understanding that we have access to that favor. We have access to that provision. We have access to all the promises of God and their promises to us. That's all the New Testament is. Now, you got to understand, Ruth was a Gentile widow who put her faith in God's grace. She believed and declared that God's favor would lead her to the right field in which to glean, that she would find favor in her owner's sight. Well, you can find that in Ruth 2 and 2. And because she depended on God's unmerited favor, God not only placed her in a wealthy Boaz's field, but also in the genealogy of Jesus. Now think about that. Go to Matthew 1 and 5, and not only was Ruth blessed, she was going to be in the genealogy of Jesus. Now, you know some of the women that the Hagar and some of those women, Ramoth and those ladies, a lot of them women, Rahab, was not the most godly women in the world. It was in the lineage of Jesus. Five women that were in the lineage of Jesus were not favorable people on the earth. So we got to understand that Ruth's faith in God's favor opened up a whole new world for her, and it'll open up a whole new world for you if you allow that favor to operate in you. She went from poverty to wealth, widowhood to marriage, and from being childless to having a complete family. She also became a respected member of the community. You can find that in Ruth 4, 13 and 15. So you need to read about Ruth. Ruth got her a Boaz. You need to get you a Boaz sometime. If Ruth, a Gentile who was under the old covenant, enjoyed God's favor, how much more will we who are under the new covenant of grace enjoy the blessings the unmerited favor of God bring. In fact, because God sees us in the beloved today, we enjoy the same favor that Boaz has. that Jesus has in Ephesians 1, 3 through 6. So we're walking in that same favor. When you believe that the favor of God is on you because of Christ's finished work, His promise of provision, healing, and restoration become very sure to you, and they're absolutes. My friend, when you believe that you have the same favor that Jesus has, a whole new world opens up to you. A world where all of God's promises are yes and amen in Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. So you have all this favor operating in your life. The same favor that Jesus has, me and you have. What a blessing. What an encounter we have because of the finished work. That's the beauty of grace.